Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Franklin County Program Manager Josie Medlin. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you in. You know, no Jessica today, so you get to fill in, and I'm excited to hear what you've got to say.
Yes, it's been a minute since I've been on here, so I was excited to come on in. Monday night, we finished our last Leadership 101 here in Franklin County, and we had a great turnout. We had roughly 50 people come and show up and stuff. We even had some extra people, and like, I can't complain. The more, the merrier. And so it was a great time to have everybody, and we did some activities, and we worked on our leadership skills, and we kind of studied over the 6 characteristics of a good leader, and it was just really fun to see everybody, like, walk in and grow. And I think the one thing that I was the most excited about is that we had about 20 people that were like brand new 4-H'ers. So they walked in the room that night and I had never seen them before, and they just kind of fit in. And so we talked about it this morning, how it's just kind of like a puzzle piece. Like, that's what 4-H is. We're just one big happy family. And so it was so awesome to see these brand new faces come into the room that we've never seen, and they just like fit right into our family. And so they just dove right in, and like, as they saw, they are great leaders, and we worked on our characteristics together. And I'm so excited to see what they're able to take back to their clubs and their communities. So it was really fun to do these sessions in each of the counties here in the district, and it was just a great opportunity to provide some leadership skills that these kids can take back to their clubs and their communities, and they can, you know, continue to make the best better. The next thing I want to talk about is here in February on the 22nd is our District Club Days. So District Club Days is just a time for all of the youth to come in, and they all year have been working on either their model meetings, their gavel games, maybe they have done a skit or a project talk that they have been working on, and they get to come and present those in front of a judge, and then we choose the top 2 from each county in the said age division, and they get to go on to regionals. And so we're super excited to have club days this year. It'll be at Central Heights. And like I said, it is on the 22nd. So sign up is open right now to all of our 4-H'ers. It'll close February 7th at 8 a.m. So make sure if you are planning on presenting anything at club days that you go in and sign up. And if you go onto our website, you can see that it'll take you onto our district events page, and we've separated out all of the like rubrics for everyone to look through, so you can really get an idea. And this last year with our regional group here in the state, we went through the whole rule book and guidelines, and we updated everything. So there were some things that are just a little bit out of date from like our COVID times when things were still a little bit virtual, and so we went in and we updated everything and added some more updated links that can take you to the state page if you need some extra help. As well, do not be afraid to call your office. We are so excited to help you guys, and we want to help make that the best for you at club days. So if you need any help working on your project talks, or maybe you need help with gavel games, do not be afraid to call the office, and we can help either be right there, or we can get you in touch with somebody who maybe will be the perfect addition to helping you get to where you need to be. But you can go in onto our page and you can read all of the guidelines, and then as well, you can go and register. So we're super excited to start kicking off. Like we were just talking about, the ball is going to get rolling, guys. So before we know it, it's going to be fair time. So we can't wait to see how everyone does at club days and continues to grow throughout the year until we get to fair. So, yeah.
Everything can get off. It's all in full swing.
Oh, for sure. It's like, next thing we knew, it was Christmas time, and we were on a break, and then, bam, it is time. Like, fair is here. I'm so excited to see what these 4-H'ers are capable of doing. Every year, I'm just amazed by how much they can get done in a few months and make great things happen. So,
yeah. I'm excited to see the progress. Well, coming up tomorrow morning, Marion Union Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gow.